بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعاشرهن بالمعروف فإن كرهتموهن فعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا واجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. Ulama ikram, Allah, dear brothers, since there be a nikah taking place, we feel it appropriate to mention some muzakara in regards to nikah and married life. As recently one doctor mentioned to me, he says, Maulana, the most illogical thing for a man to do in this zamana, in the period of time, is to get married. Doesn't make sense. See, it doesn't make sense. Because everyone wants their rights. But because it is a command of Allah and a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we know behind every command of Allah and behind every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, there is niyat and there is effort. Then it becomes ibadat. Otherwise, just imsak and refraining from eating, drinking, and intercourse during the day with no intention, you see, is dieting. He's just now refraining. But he makes the intention and he puts the effort behind it, then we'll say what he is doing now has become soon become fasting, is getting reward for it. The same way in nikah, he says it's illogical, doesn't make sense. The wife wants her way, the man wants his way. She says he has his own nakhras, his own moods. And he says the same thing about her. But because the niyat is for the pleasure of Allah and to protect my chastity, to protect my gaze, for my iman to increase, nikah is half of iman. Nikah is half of iman. Now he has sukoon in his life. Now his salah, he has concentration. In his Quran tilawat, he has devotion. In his tasbihat, his mind is free. So half of his iman already is completed. Now make an extra effort for the other half of your iman. So once he makes the intention that this is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through his niyat now he is pulling and drawing the barakat of the sunnah. Not just because I become of age and I have to get married because I have desires, fulfillment of desires, fulfillment of the sunnah. And in that the barakat and sweetness of enjoying the married life. In this Quranic ayat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in wahi. Where the time came in Makkatul Mukarramah, where the woman had no rights whatsoever. They were taken to be property. When she would lose her husband, then the heirs would come. Whoever came first would take her as his property. If he wished, he could have sell her off. If he wished, he could have married her off, his own mother or his stepmother. They had no rights whatsoever. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came at that time, where there were discussions taking place in the world, whether a woman is a human, a subhuman or an animal. How to treat her? There were no rules, no principles, no regulations. She was just an object. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. O Nabi of Allah, tell the ummah till qiyamah that treat them kindly. They have rights. In the eyes of Allah, they have a great maqam and status. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave them that maqam and status. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she has status also. So treat her kindly. When it comes to her, Allah has made her. Allah has wired her brain. For us to understand, somebody mentioned one time, and he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wired the brain of man differently, and wired the brain of women differently. You understand this when it comes to the different models of vehicles and cars. A person buys, so to say, a Japanese model vehicle, but he wants it to move like a German car. Say, what's wrong with this car? You didn't buy a German, you bought a Japanese. It won't move like that. It's two different models. Now the young man has to tell his wife, chill out. You can tell your friends that. You can't tell the wife. Things will get more heated. It's a different model. Allah has made them different. The wiring is different. Therefore we are encouraged in ahadith, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ in the Quranic ayat, that treat them kindly, be compassionate, be overlooking, have patience. Don't tell her anything. overlook her within the confines of Shariat. وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Treat her kindly refers to be compassionate, be overlooking. Don't tackle her, don't take her head on. Every word she says, now you want to catch on to it. You want to hold on to it. Then you remember, you said this, and you said this, and you said that. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, on behalf of the women of the Ummah, he says to the Ummah, إِسْتَوْسُ بِالنِّسَاءِ خَيْرًا That treat them kindly. I'm giving you hukam and command. I'm giving you my mashwara, my advice. Treat them kindly. فَإِنَّ الْمَرْأَةَ خُلِقَتْ مِنْ ضِلَعٍ Because a woman is made from your rib. As Hakim Akhtar Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayhi, that according to some ulama ikram, that your wife was made from your crooked rib. You supplied the material, now live with it. You supplied the material. It came from your crooked rib. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was taking a rest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his left rib, the most a'lahu, the uppermost rib on the left hand side, which is the most crooked one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam. So when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam awoke and he sees her next to him, they say he did not become amazed or he did not feel uncomfortable. But ista'anasa, he took to her. Because she was made from him. So Ulama say from there that your wife is made from your rib also. Allah Ta'ala made her from you, supplied the material Allah Ta'ala made her. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, treat her kindly. فَإِنْ ذَهَبْتَ تُقِيمُهَا If you want to put her straight, then you will break her. You will break her. And everything she says, everything she does, why are you doing it like this? Why you said that? Why you said to the domestic like this? Every single thing. The man is retired, he has no work, he's sitting at home. She's behind the helper, and now he's behind the wife. Why are you taking this medication? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing, you should do it this way, you should do it in that way. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, if you want to make her straight like you, that's if you are straight, then you will break her. And breaking her now will be talaq. Allah has made her like that. Therefore treat her kindly. Overlook her, don't say anything to her. And here ulama say also, very rare when a man get a praise from his wife also. Don't wait, don't hold your breath. As my Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib says, only twice in a man's lifetime, the wife will praise him. Before marriage and after his death. Boha Rumanas, what a man he was. But the whole life she complained about him. He says, you won't get the praise. And together with that, the man will never thank the wife too. She won't praise him, he won't thank her. And to get the praise, ulama say, that if she has to praise the husband, because she's very sensitive, Allah has made her like that. The wiring is different. If she has to praise the husband, the ulama say, this is the highest certificate you can get. NOC. No objection certificate. Higher than the highest degree in the world. No objection whatsoever. He can be a wali of Allah in the masjid, but if only you know what he is at home. NOC, no complaints, no objection certificate. Very difficult for a man to get this. But if he learns how to control himself, especially the tongue, not to say anything, to remain silent, to carry on smiling. When he enters the home, he's smiling. He reads his wazaif. He reads his duruds. She has to say anything. Allah has given man 5 salah a day. Allah has prepared him 5 salah a day, 5 different moods. So be ready when you go home. Forewarned is forearmed. She will be sensitive. Allah has made her like that. During Hajjatul Wada, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam set out from Madinatul Munawwara. And he took all the Azwaj Mutahharat radiyallahu ta'ala anhunna. Among them Aisha radiyallahu anha, the youngest of the wives. Very sensitive also. She was a young girl. The demise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, according to some reports, she was only 18 years old. So she accompanies Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Almost a 10-day journey. 8 to 10 days. They come to Makkatul Mukarrama, the 4th of Dhul Hijjah. Just before that, the Aisha says radiyallahu anha, فَدَخَلَ عَلَيَّ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ وَأَنَا أَبْكِي Sensitivity. How a Nabi of Allah handles sensitivity. Every woman has to be sensitive. You know Allah must say, if your wife is not sensitive, Mubarak to you. You go to your Jannat. And she is sensitive. If the wife is sensitive, then they advise and say that all the hikmat Allah has blessed you with, use it, hikmat now. Use the hikmat and plenty of dua and sabr. And you are making your Jannat, inshallah. Nabi alayhi salatu salam, how he handled the sensitivity? Like how we say, Wujadi kaini rawade, don't worry, it's okay. We will look it. No problem. We'll sort it out. Whether the man now is man enough to say that, or now he's an opportunity for a change, I am right. Now I will show her. Now I will tell her what I want to tell her, because I'm right for a change. She's late. So Hazrat Aisha says, radiallahu anha, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to me, wa ana abki, and I was crying. We were on Hajj safar. Difficult safar. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asks her, ma yubkiki? Aisha, what makes you cry? What makes you cry? La'allaka nufisti? La'allaka nufisti? Possibly you are histatic? Some riwayat she says, la usalli, I'm not performing namaz. And up before me, namaz. Tomishtu. She says, my he started. Now for a man, we'll say, common sense has to start. What are you crying for? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam generalized it. And he told her, Aisha, don't worry. La yadiruk. It won't harm you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something. Wa inna dhalika shay'un katabaha Allahu ala banati Adam. That Allah Ta'ala has made this for every woman, every daughter of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Don't worry about it. We don't want to be, Allah have a haram on, I can't make umrah. All of them will make umrah. What do I do now? My hajj is spoiled. To the extent, look at the sensitivity. It was you and I. What you would have responded upon this statement. She says, O Nabi, فَلَا لَوَدِدْتُ وَاللَّهِ لَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي لَمْ أَحُجَّ الْعَامُ. That I wish by the qasam of Allah, if I didn't come for Hajj this year. Why did I come with you? The wife tells us that, we'll say, you know how much I spent on the Hajj trip. And you're talking like this. He said, by the qasam of Allah, if only I did come for Hajj, I stayed back home. Nabi of Allah says, don't worry. Nothing serious. It happens. What the Hajjis are doing now, you do the same. Only thing you can't make, tawaf of Baytullah. So abandon this ihram of yours of Umrah, and now we proceed for Hajj. So she goes for Hajj. 10th of Zulhijjah, the day of Qurbani, now she becomes park and clean. O Nabi of Allah, she's still feeling it. It's still within her. Now how we will respond? You're still feeling like that. I told you, don't worry. But he says, don't worry about it. He says, but now, the Hajjis that came, they made Umrah and they made Hajj. I only made Hajj. They have double reward. They will return to Madinah Munawwara. I have only one reward. Oh, Aisha, don't worry about it. And finally the day came after the Hajj. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam called her brother, Abdul Rahman bin Abi Bakr. Oh, Abdul Rahman, take her to Tan'im. Take her to Tan'im, let her tie her ihram and make a Umrah. And make a Umrah. The barakat of that crying, that sensitivity, that overlooking, that muhabbat, that compassion, we got Masjid Aisha, Tan'im. Where the Haji so easy, he wants to, the Mu'tamir, person going for Umrah, he's to make a second Umrah, 7 kilometers away. Utah Ihram and come again for Umrah. Nabi of Allah handled it. Told her, don't worry about it. When he came to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam subhanallah, after 15 years of marriage, was a Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now he's 40 years of age. And he comes to Khadija radiallahu anha. In the cave of Hira, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came with wahi to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, something out of this world. He comes and he's fearful. Zammiruni, zammiruni. لقد خشيت على نفسي. That, oh Khadija, wrap me up, wrap me up. I fear my life. I fear my life. Look at her response after 15 years of marriage. How she sums up the character of her husband, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say, O Nabi of Allah, don't fear. Wallahi ma yukhzika Allahu abada. Allah will never abandon you. Allah will never abandon you. إِنَّكَ لَتَسِلُ الرَّحِيمُ وَنَبِي of Allah, you keep family ties. وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلْ وَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومُ وَتُقْرِ الضَّيْفُ وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ. She praised Nabi alayhi salatu after 15 years. After 15 years, what character he had in the home, as he got older with the wives, he was more compassionate. The beginning of nikah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ لَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً. The beginning of nikah, Allah ta'ala makes muhabbat and love between the spouses. That's how we tell the youngsters that muhabbat and love is not before nikah. Young girl, young boy says, I can't sleep, head is not working, I have to marry this girl. As a young boy, that muhabbat you have in your heart came from where? Then you tell me, from Allah. Nafs and shaitan. Allah creates muhabbat after nikah, during young age. And then towards the end, when a person gets elderly, the couple are old now, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَجَعَلَ بَيْن لَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Allah says, now rahmat between husband and wife. Now we overlook. Now I know her. Now I understand her. For this ulama say that to understand, to get the ma'rifat of Allah is easier than understanding the wife also. So we don't know what's sticking in the mind. Allah, when I ask for maaf, Allah says, forgiven and forgotten. Ask the wife for maafi, he says, forgiven but not forgotten. To get the muhabbat of Allah is easier. And she will make you love Allah. She is there to assist the husband. Then make dua for her, overlook her. The Jabir radiallahu anhu's riwayat, he says, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سهلا رجلا سهلا. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was soft in nature. He was overlooking. He was easy going with his wives. إذا هويت عائشة تابعها عليه. When Aisha wanted anything, then he would follow it up. He would get it for her. Within the confines of Sharia. He wasn't hard. He wasn't harsh. Every man has his fear that my wife will control the house. She will become the government. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, this is the sunnah. What you call petty good government is the sunnah. According to some aqwal and some riwayat, is mentioned that it's better for a man to be maghluban kareeman. That means ghaliban la'iman. That a person now is controlled by his wife, but he's of noble and high character. She doesn't fear him. She has no fear he's coming at 5 o'clock, what his mood is going to be like. But then to our Shaykh, at one time he gave this bayan, and he told the ladies, that if you know your husband is tika magaj, he has a bad temper, he's temperamental, when he comes home, now he's in a very bad mood. So Mahana explained to them, if you know he's coming home at 5 o'clock, then you diffuse his anger. Wait for him with a glass of milkshake, some sarbat, some cool drink, whatever he likes. Some kajur, some badam, wait for him. Doll yourself up and wait for him. Mawana gave the bayan, Abdul Hamid Sahib al Barakatu. Woman took to it. One of the men of the locality goes home the next day, and mashallah, his hoor is waiting for him. His hoor is waiting, couldn't believe it. What happened after all these years? Now she's waiting with the milkshake, with some kajur, badam, whatever it was. She told him, sit down, took out his shoes. So what happened to you? He said, Mawana gave bayan yesterday. He said, subhanAllah. What an alim that is. After so many years. The same man says, I met, the Mawana says, the man met me 6 months later. He says, Mawana, if you repeat that bayan, she forgot that bayan already. To repeat it. But she has to diffuse the situation also. She knows the man. But to be easy going, that he's maghluban. Nabi alayhi salatu salam's wives controlled him with a smile. He let it go, overlooked it. He didn't say one word. But he was kareeman. He had a high and noble character. Not that now. And how Mawlana says so beautifully, he says, what and what we don't tell the wife. Pick on her, sometime her weight, sometime her looks. فَإِن كَرِهْتُمُهُنَّ Quran says that if you dislike her, فَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شِيَاً possibly you might dislike only one thing. But Allah has kept plenty of goodness in her for you. What's the goodness? She might be not how you like her to be, in her looks, in her physical appearance. You make sabr, Allah will give you jannat. Or possibly she will bear you pious children. Allah will put some khair in it on your sabr. And then those children will become now a means of honor for you in this world and akhirat also. So here also is mentioned that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam preferred that he be overpowered, but he has noble character. And how beautiful Moana says that what we don't tell the wives. Sometimes we tell them some terrible things. She cries. She sits quietly in the room. Where do I go to? Who do I say? How he is treating me? But let the parents come. 10 minutes later the parents came. She'll wipe her tears away. She'll open the door with a smile like nothing happened. I'll keep my manners, keep his honor in front of my parents. I won't tell them anything. Your parents come too, she'll go with a smile. Make them tea, make the ikram. Just now you were telling her. Different things. What wives Allah has given the ummah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam preferred that he was overpowered by the wives, but he had noble character. Instead of being ghaliban, being hard, fisted, controlling them, that they are afraid, but la'im and despicable in character. Everyone is saying, mashallah, what a wali of Allah, but in the house she's afraid. What time is it to come home? Tell the children quickly, clean up. Don't come in the way. You know when the Abba comes, he's in a bad mood. Is that a Muslim home? To conclude, Hazrat Imam Musiullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, embodiment of shafqat and muhabbat, shafiqul ummah. He would give wasiyat. He would say, when she's telling you different types of words, then you must take it to be she's throwing roses at you. In reality, she loves you. How she loves you, she's so comfortable with you, she can tell you anything. She's afraid that she can't say anything. She'll keep quiet. It's against her nature. Allah hasn't made her like that. He says that in my home, alhamdulillah, I can't remember a single time where I told Begum Sahiba a single word that hurt her. Haven't told her once in my life a single word that hurt her. I can never remember asking her to cook for me anything special also. Whatever she put there, I would eat with a smile. Whether the food was late, whether it was too spicy, I never complained. She's an amanat to me. Then he would say, he would give wasiyat. And he would say, remember, she left the lap of her mother. She left the strong shoulders of her father. She left a place where she was comfortable to live with a stranger in a strange environment. So accept the wasiyat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, treat her kindly. Be good to her. On that you will get your jannat. On that Allah will give you a jannati life. On that your islah will be made. Then he would say in the khutbah of nikah, you will find that there is no ayat of nikah. But there are ayats of nikah in Quran Sharif. فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ أَنْكِحُوا الْأَيَامَ. There are ayats of nikah. But in the khutbah of nikah, Allah Ta'ala, we read there 3 ayats of taqwa. Not of nikah, of taqwa. If you want your nikah to work, have taqwa, have the sifat of ihsan. To conclude, my dear brothers, when Nabi Ali Salatu Salam was asked by Jibreel Ali Salatu Salam, what is ihsan? Nabi of Allah said, ihsan is to worship Allah as if you can see Him. If you cannot see Him, then remember Allah is still looking at you. Ulama explain what does it mean. If I could see Allah right now, how would I behave? How would I behave? And they say, a person might feel he has no pride. Anger is a daughter of pride. Yes, he might become habitual of overlooking little things. But let the bigger things happen in the house and then you see the pride and the anger come up. What is ihsan? They say part of ibadat and worship is nikah also. Not only salah, that in my salah as if I can see my Allah. In my nikah also I can see my Allah. If I was able to see Allah right now within my home, how would I treat my wife and my children? This is ihsan. Upon this taqwa will come. Then that home will become a home of jannat. A jannati home, jannati life, jannati wife, jannati children. Then that's a ni'mat Allah will transfer from this world into the akhirat. May Allah give us a jannati home. Jannati wives, and together with that, you must also look in the mirror. We tell the wife, you must lose weight. Hazrat says, you also look in the mirror. You're also out of shape. If I want a jannati wife, I have to become a jannati husband. I want jannati children, I have to become a jannati father also. Allah Ta'ala blesses nikah with a jannati nikah and all our nikahs inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us that taqwa in our homes, that ihsan also, that we overlook and we have compassion and muhabbat and we tolerate. Allah Ta'ala give us so free to make amal.